we ought to be humble from the very core of our being, as children are humble. We need to receive the kingdom of God as a child receives it, or we will not enter it. And how would a child receive the kingdom of God? Humbly and with belief. And he blessed the children. He took time for little ones. Because Jesus did not have this sort of... He did not see this negative distinction between children and adults. Some people, when they get to be adults, they like almost forget what it was like to be a child. They forget all the good things that they left behind to become an adult. So many bad things. People long after evil so long in their adolescence, you know, in those middle years, that they forget how good the goodness was to be a child. And what the all, you know, they forget it all. Because in seeking to become something else, they've totally forsaken the goodness of the former years. Verse 17, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him, asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said to him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and saith to his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking on them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. And then Peter began to say to him, lo, we have left all, and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. So he ends that with a bit of a cryptic saying that he uses often, the last are first and the first are last. So we have this section beginning with the young man run up to him and kneels before him and says, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? This man understands what is needful. I want to live forever. And he says, you know what to do, right? You know the commandments? And he says, I've done all this. He's getting excited, thinking, wow, I've done all this from my youth up. And Jesus looked at him, loved him. Because this man loved righteousness. But then he says to him, but you lack something. Something is keeping you from living forever. Sell everything you have. Sell everything you have. All he had was his by right and good. He never defrauded anyone. Someone actually once suggested, my ex-teacher, that this was ill-gotten gains. Wrong! They weren't ill-gotten. They were righteously possessed because he was a righteous man and Jesus loved him. He looked on him and he loved him. It wasn't that they were ill-gotten. No, it was that they held him back. That they were things. I look at my world. I look at my beat up couch, my guitars, my computer, my desk, my chairs, the house, the roof over my head. It's not easy. To think like, let's say God were to today say to me, Paul, drop everything. Walk away from it all. Turn your back on it. I can't imagine anything more difficult. I think it would be easier to pluck out my eye than to do that. If he had said, you lack one thing, pluck out your right eye. This man probably could have done that more easily than give up all the trappings of life that we are comfortable in. And Christ asks us to do this. So what are you saying, Paul? Why don't you sell everything you have? Good question. Maybe I ought to. But then again, the time was that Christ was there and present, calling them. You know, when he first came, he says, don't take a sword. Later on, when he's leaving, he says, if you don't have a sword, go and buy one. Times change. Perspectives change. It doesn't change the fact, though, that we must have a readiness of mind to give it up. I prepare my mind to give it up, because what if the time of the end were to come upon us and I was not ready to give it up, all of it, for the kingdom of God's sake? Then I would not inherit the kingdom of God, because I couldn't give up the things that held me to the earth, my family, my possessions. And it's only those things that hold you to the earth. Like, notice Peter and Andrew, his brother, were together. They didn't have to sacrifice each other because they were together in the works of God. He didn't have to give up his brother Andrew. You know, but they had to forsake their homes. They had to forsake their nets because they couldn't follow Christ without forsaking those things. So anything that holds you back from following Christ, notice he asked him, take up the cross, come and follow me. And he's thinking, well, I got all my stuff. I was just hoping you'd give me a solution and I could go home and implement it. That's what we want to do. We want to study Christ from the comfort of our homes. I want to take Christ home and tame him and make him domestic, you know, make him mine, rather than be gobbled up of him, and that he should take hold of me and take me captive. But that's what we need to let happen. We need to become his captive. We need to become his slaves, ready to drop everything we have. In fact, really mentally, we have to drop everything we have even now, because otherwise we'll never enter the kingdom of heaven.